We also received a letter from the renowned historian and professor emerita at the University of Toronto, Natalie Zeman Davis, who was on our show January 2011, actually. Professor Davis told us about an art piece her son, the composer and pianist Aaron Davis, and her daughter-in-law, visual artist Candida Gerling, had created about a privatized park bench.
I'm Aaron Davis, and my wife, Candida Gerling, and I built some interactive benches. Public park benches are one of the few fit places where one's imagination is allowed to roam, and where there's no stigma about staring off into space. There's no stigma about lounging and letting your imagination go to some positive place. It's a healing place in a way. And one of the benches that we built was a Toronto Parks Corporation bench. And the idea behind this is that when somebody sits down on it, there is a recording which is triggered and which talks to the person who's sitting on the bench. So if you sit down on it, the bench will say, thank you for choosing a Toronto Parks Corporation bench. We know you have a choice in benches. We aim to serve you better. Please insert your Parks Pass card or major credit card in the slot in the armrest beside you. People sort of look around, and there actually is no slot on the armrest, but then the bench will continue and say, we're sorry you're having trouble. Please try again later. Goodbye. And then there's a pause. And then, please get up now. Please get up now. And it kind of gets meaner and meaner. Finally, it goes, come on, move it. And there's music behind it, sort of exorcist kind of music that I wrote behind it that's sort of neutral, and you can't really tell if it's happy or actually kind of upsetting. And we built this for an exhibition we did for Nuit Blanche last year. And what happened at that was people would sit down on it, and some people, like my parents, when it came to the part where it said, we're sorry you're having trouble, please get up now, they would just get up, and they would be very, very obliging. But as the night went on and people got more inebriated, some of the people would challenge the bench. The bench would go, get up now. And they go, no way. They go, get up now. They go, I'm not moving. Get up now. They go, forget it. You know, they would start screaming all sorts of profanities. And I could hear this from around the corner. So I was worried that they were going to start trashing the bench. But anyway, I think that our lives are increasingly converted to means of raising money or to a sort of some sort of financial exchange. It's not just the financial exchange, but it's the clarification of exactly who has the power and who is subject to the other's whim. So, you know, in the case of a public bench, it would really be showing you who controls society. And the idea of the park bench is that everybody who sits on it is equal. And you stop thinking about who owns what, and you just go back to maybe a simpler way of looking at life.
Canadian composer Aaron Davis on an interactive park bench he created with his wife, the visual artist Candy Gerling.